Hi, this is Joe Castellano. Welcome to the San Francisco 49ers Extra Podcast on thesportsvirus.com, featuring former 49ers quarterback Steve Bono.
You don't have anything. You can't escape. Take the sack, live to play another down, and move on.
We're also joined on a regular basis by 49ers quarterback C.J. Beathard.
Being the backup quarterback, you got to prepare as if you are the guy because you're a play away from being in there.
49ers Extra is brought to you by TPC Harding Park, the only public golf course in San Francisco offering golfers the opportunity to play where the pros play, in the home of the 2020 PGA Championship. Coming up, we'll talk to Steve about the 49ers' 33-30 loss in Green Bay on Monday Night Football. But first, we want to tell you about our favorite golf course, TPC Harding Park in San Francisco. As I was thumbing through Golf Digest, I found that TPC Harding Park is recognized as one of the best places to play in America. And that didn't surprise me too much because I love the majestic layout and beautiful amenities. My San Francisco resident card gives me a great rate at TPC Harding Park, and I get to play where PGA Tour icons Jack Nicklaus, Phil Mickelson, and Tiger Woods have played. Now, if I can only score like them, okay, I'll stop dreaming and get to our guest. Well, Steve, a crushing defeat in Green Bay for the 49ers, and for much of the game, it really looked like it was going to be probably the best win of the Kyle Shanahan era. I mean, the 49ers had the lead there in the fourth quarter. They had a touchdown lead. Aaron Rodgers, you always know what he's capable of, and in the end, it happened. He pulled it off, and the Packers win by a field goal there right at the end of the game. Tough one to swallow, and especially when you look at how maybe the defense could have stepped up a little bit better, and it seemed like Rodgers almost at will could pull off the big plays when he needed to.
Yeah, gosh, I mean, they did. They started so well. And defense, I mean, I think for 80, 90% of the game, I mean, defense played really well. And then you get into that pressure-packed ending, and even Aaron admitted that, you know, they didn't bring the heat. You know, they were trying to play. It looked like they were trying to play two man. Again, it's kind of hard to see on television, but you know, especially when Aaron took off and ran for whatever 21 yards, 22 yards.
Yeah, that was surprising. That looked with the knee brace.
But that looked like it was two man. And then that other ball that he threw to Devontae, that was, you know, I mean, that's Ward, you know, beat Ward, looked like off the line of scrimmage. So those corners were running with the receivers and they had help over the top. But you got to give it to Aaron, and you got to give it to Devontae and the young kids that he had out there. I mean, they made some things happen at the end of the game when they needed to.
Yeah, I mean, Rodgers threw for over 400 yards. He had three 100-yard receivers, Adams, Graham, and Valdez-Scantling. And I thought, I thought Maben had a really tough game too, because especially on that touchdown where Adams jumped up in the air, it looked to me like Maben jumped late. Like, it almost looked like he could break that up on that touchdown. But he did not break it up because he jumped late and the ball went over him. And, you know, it was a great pass. Great pass.
Yeah.
That was high enough for Adams to catch.
Yeah, it was. And I'll tell you what, he can put that ball pretty high for Devontae because he's got some serious hops and can go up and get him. So that's just tough to defend. I mean, I'm talking about Devontae, but I know him obviously, and you know, as you know, he's a Pally kid and was Kristoff's receiver.
So, yeah, exactly.
I mean, it's he's tall, he's strong, and extremely athletic. So, not an easy matchup for any of them, or for anybody. Period. That one's going to sting. I was just saying to Tina before you called that plane ride home is going to be really quiet. There's a lot of guys that played really hard, really well, in a in a difficult place to play, you know, Monday night, whole world's watching. I mean, they played really well. They just unfortunately run into Aaron Rodgers when he gets hot, like he knows how to do.
Yeah, no doubt about that.
That one's going to hurt. I mean, we talked about it last week that, you know, were they walking into a hornet's nest up there? But came out fast and played really well.
Yeah, I mean, they ran the ball great. Beathard had a really good game overall. Some of the receivers were really great. I mean, Marquise Goodwin showed off his speed, had a couple of touchdown catches. So those are all the positives. But, I mean, at the end of the game, they're in the fourth quarter when they really needed to get a first down on that one drive. They couldn't do it. And then that interception, yep. I mean, it looked to me like Goodwin just got manhandled. You know, that was a one-on-one matchup with a full-on blitz coming. And Beathard got rid of it, but he underthrew it a little bit, right?
Yeah, a little bit, but that's a pretty darn good play by the defensive back. I mean, he's staying with Goodwin, and he turns back to the ball at the right time, makes an interception. I mean, he becomes the receiver basically and makes the interception. You still think, I mean, it's kind of like a punt almost, you know.
Yeah, deep ball like that, yeah.
Yeah, but any time left on the clock and Aaron Rodgers, good luck.
Yeah.
That's hard.
Well, I mean, I guess, you know, the 49ers were trying to be aggressive, and I think that was important. You know, the thing that I thought was really improved from Beathard's standpoint was that he did step up in the pocket a lot better than he did last week. And
much. Yeah, he did.
He was confident, wasn't he?
He threw the ball very well, and I just think that as we talked about last week, that momentum, his rhythm was better, stepping up into the pocket and stepping into his throws. Yeah, threw the ball well. The guys, I mean, Goodwin being back, obviously, that was evident. That helped his speed. Caught the ball well. You know, spread the field vertically. Garcon had, you know, had some nice plays. I mean, that one dump off, and he makes a nice run after the catch. Of course, Kittle was himself. What we've, you know, grown to expect, and they ran the ball well. Raheem Morris, he ended up running well.
87 yards.
And Breida at one point was 6 carries for like 41 yards. I mean, obviously got a little banged up. Some, you know, his knee or his ankle was hurting there, but they ran the ball well. I mean, the offensive line played really well. It just gave Rodgers, you know, just like it's like Kansas City giving the ball back to Brady last night with 3 minutes ago or whatever it was, two something. And they're going to find a way to win. That's why they've been around for so long and have been so successful and get paid a lot of money.
I know these guys. Yeah. You're right. You can't give him any time. He's just a master, just like Brady, like you said. They're a master of figuring out how much time they have and, you know, where to throw the ball, sideline. No timeouts left there at the end and still just
no
gets it
timeouts.
Done.
Yeah. 107 on the clock. Yeah.
So calm and cool.
I mean, totally. And then one of them, the biggest plays, a 21-yard run, and he, you know, gets up and spikes the ball and leaves himself however many seconds, and three plays later, they kick the field goal to win.
Yeah, I mean, it's frustrating. I know it's a younger defense, but some of these receivers are just so open, Steve. I mean, that's the second game in a row where the first play of the game for the opposing team is a bomb. I mean, they just, you know, gain whatever, 60-something yards. Last week it was the same thing, like a 75-yard touchdown for Arizona.
Yeah.
And sometimes it just seems like receivers are just wide open. It's just That part is frustrating. And also, there are more broken tackles again. But like you said, at times it did seem like the defense was doing a pretty good job. They were holding them down on third down from time to time.
They held them really well at one point. I think Green Bay was 0-for...
They were 0-for-6 or something at the beginning. Six? Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, defense was playing well. They were playing the run well. I mean, I thought in the beginning there they were tackling. You know, there was the one, I don't know if you'd call it a missed tackle. It was a heck of a stiff arm against Sherman on a play that bounced out to his side. But, I mean, I can't really say that there were any blatant missed tackles that jumped out at me.
No, I think more in the first half I was thinking of that, but yeah.
Yeah, it might have been, but I think they played well. That's why this one, I think there's a lot they can take from it. I mean, even though it's going to hurt like hell tonight and, you know, a quick day off tomorrow and, you know, back at it again on Wednesday. You don't have that Monday to kind of work out the soreness and rebound on Tuesday. It'll be, you know, quick all in one tomorrow.
Oh, I know. And you got the best team in the NFL right now, the Rams
coming in on Sunday. Yeah.
You know, a little bit more on Kyle Shanahan's offense, because at times when he's mixing it up, it just seems like the defense is on its heels. You know, you saw that in the first drive, and you saw it throughout the game where you can do the play action like you've talked about a lot, Steve, how valuable that is. But it seems to me, and you can correct me if you think I'm wrong, but when you get to a situation where the other team knows, I mean, at the end of that game, when you're up by 7, they kind of know you're going to run the ball. And you've talked about how powerful that is, that if everybody knows you're going to run it and you can run it and you get those first downs, what a difference that makes. And it seemed like all of a sudden the faucet was turned off. You know, Mostert and Breida couldn't gain any yardage. And the Green Bay defense knew what was happening, what was coming, sort of. Did you get that feeling?
Right. You did. Again, you know, that's back to 4 minute football,
right? 4 minute football.
You're up a touchdown. You know, you need to run the ball. The defense knows you need to run the ball. The whole stadium knows you need to run the ball. The good teams can run the ball and win the game. Not that the Niners aren't going to be a good team, but I think that's part of the learning process of how to win in this league and a team that's still really young. I mean, in a lot of ways, unfortunately they had to punt the ball away. The one thing that helped was the Packers took the timeout before third down. So, you know, it's third and 10. My thought is you really have to run the ball, even though it's third and 10, to keep the clock going. But we tried to throw and it was a sack.
Yeah, that was a killer.
But that actually, in my mind, my thought was, okay, that actually helps us because the clock's going to run.
Clock's still going, right.
The clock's still going, whereas if it's an incomplete pass, that clock stops at 3:30, 3:35,
right?
Whereas I think we punted it with like 3:05. So, you know, the sack actually, in my mind, helped, as opposed to an incomplete pass, but. Yeah, you just have to run the ball, period.
Got to be able to run it when you need to run it.
Got to be able to do it.
Right, and you got to come up with a clutch play. When that blitz is coming, you got to have that completion to Goodwin somehow, because he has so much speed. We saw it earlier in the game. It was exciting to watch on his touchdown catches.
Yeah, he does have speed.
That one fake post route and then to the corner, that was awesome.
Corner. Yeah. That was a beautiful route. When they showed it on, you know, on slow-mo, on instant replay, he really stuck that post and completely turned the defensive back around.
Right. That, and then the other, just, you know, I guess that was on a fly pattern,
just
the other
fly.
One.
Well, and it was more of a, it was a post route, and it seemed like it was cover two, like a Tampa two. There was a safety. I mean, there was a linebacker that was deep in the middle, but the safeties were way split, and it was a good route and a great ball by Beathard in that he led Goodwin away from the right side safety, you know, the safety on the quarterback's right.
Yeah.
I thought it was a beautiful ball. Just like I said, it allowed him to run away from the defender.
49ers Extra continues right after this.
There's more to tell you about as far as my favorite golf course, TPC Harding Park in San Francisco. 49ers fans from outside the Bay Area, listen up. TPC Harding Park has a great deal for you when you are planning your trip to Levi's Stadium to see the 49ers. While you're in town, take advantage of Golf the Gridiron, featuring discounted tee times and free club rentals. Visit tpc.com and click on special offers for tee time deals at San Francisco's own TPC Harding Park.
Another thing that was costly, and this didn't happen late in the game, but this happened earlier in the game, and you know, when you lose a game this close, you got to look at those mistakes. A couple of fumbles. I mean, Juszczyk had one, and Reed had one on a return, and those are killers. Yeah. I mean, I think they both led to field goals, so it wasn't like they led to touchdowns, but in the end, I mean, you know, making those mistakes, the 49ers are last in the NFL as far as turnover margin.
They threw up that stat at one point that they were minus 10.
Yeah.
The season. Yeah. And now they're minus 13 because there were three more turnovers tonight. And Green Bay didn't have any.
Right. Two fumbles and the interception. Yeah.
Yeah. So, unfortunately, they're still last, and that's not helping a young team that's learning. The good was there were only two penalties. I thought that was really good. I think they were two illegal procedure penalties, and one of them was on, maybe that was Green Bay. There was one on a punt, but I think that might have been Green Bay.
But the 49ers only had two. That's pretty amazing.
Two penalties. That was good.
Yeah.
The other thing that they didn't do well at, not Green Bay didn't do that well either, but they did better, that was third down. Niners two for nine. Green Bay was 4 for 13, but 1 for 2 on fourth down. So, you know, 5 for 15 and on third and fourth down. Not good, but better than the Niners.
Yeah, but you still have to feel like you should have won this game. You scored 30 points at Lambeau Field.
No question. Put up 30 points. Defense plays well. Simply put, Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
There's a difference. I mean,
it's amazing, too. I mean, to be playing on one leg, basically, what he's doing. I mean, it's a real throwback. I mean, you know, I mean, in a lot of sports these days, you just don't see that kind of stuff where, I mean, he should be probably resting and sitting out a couple games, and he's just not doing it.
Right.
He's willing himself through these games. It's amazing.
Right, right. Well, he's done it long enough to know that, you know, how he needs to do it, getting the ball out of his hand quick, and how to protect himself. I got called once for intentional grounding, which I would say was actually pretty questionable.
Yeah.
I mean, there was a guy close enough, even though he kind of launched it high. If he had launched it low, it wouldn't have been called. Because somebody was making an out cut to where he threw it. Yeah, he just knows how to, you know, how to protect himself and how to get that ball out of his hand quickly. And you know, as I used to say about Joe, he knew where you were going on defense before you went there. Well, that's Rodgers and Brady. They know where you're going before you go there. So the ball's coming out.
The flick of the wrist thing too that Jason Witten was talking about on Monday Night Football. That's the other thing about Rodgers. He just gets rid of it, like you said, quickly, and he puts something on it. I mean, that's what's pretty good.
Yeah, well, and I think I don't think he explained it that great, but what I think he was trying to say was that even though his feet aren't in position, his torso, his upper body is in position. You know, when he throws those balls, he, even though his feet may be going one way, his shoulders get turned, his left shoulder gets pointed at his target. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He can create that torque even without having his feet planted in the ground.
Right. And he still creates the torque and the velocity.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you know, getting back to Beathard, I thought he threw the ball well. What do you think about – he just seems like, you know, he's always been tough, but he was able to get some first downs. Like, he ran for one that, you know, he got out of trouble. Just seemed like his whole pocket awareness was just so much better.
It was, and I think that I think we protected better. You know, maybe the Packers don't have the pass rush that Arizona has from last week. But
more healthy on the offensive line too, right? I mean, some of those guys were out. They were out in the middle of the game.
Exactly.
Yeah.
They were out. They're playing this week, and protection was better, and they allowed him to step up in the pocket, and his rhythm was much, much better.
Just another epic game between the 49ers and the Packers. And, you know, you were a Packer for one. You were a Packer for 1 year. You guys went to the Super Bowl and lost to the Broncos. But, I mean, it's got to be something to play all of your home games there at Lambeau. That place is special.
It is a special place. You know, even especially, you know, Monday night atmosphere. I mean, just to think of all the great players, a lot of great teams. We were pretty darn good that year in 97, and not that the Niners weren't, we ended up playing them in the NFC Championship game. So there were some, you know, there were some epic battles that, you know, in the late 90s, obviously with Favre and the Packers, and whether it was Dallas or the 49ers in an NFC Championship game.
Well, I thought, you know, for a while there, this looked like it was Beathard's sort of his coming out party. I mean, they were doing such a great job, and you know, and they were publicizing it well on Monday Night Football and ESPN and everything. And I just thought, you know, everybody's going to be talking about Beathard, the 49ers winning in Green Bay and all that. And then it turns out, you know, it isn't the win that he wanted. I mean, that's got to be tough, because even if you played a good game as a quarterback, it still stings when you lose like that.
Yeah, and as I was saying earlier, I think there's a lot to be gained from this game. Guys won't realize it now. The guy that may realize it is, you know, someone like Richard Sherman, who's been around and can communicate to young guys like some, you know, like, hey, those, you know, you played really well. I guess that we didn't win, but, you know, there were a lot of really good individual efforts that put them in a position to win. Now, they got beat by a really good quarterback. So I get that, and a really good kicker. But I think at some point in the season, no one will necessarily know, other than the team will start to win some games, that there'll be some benefits from this game tonight. As you said, it's going to sting. It's going to sting for a couple days. By Wednesday, obviously, they have to forget about it and move on. But it's going to hurt like hell tonight on the way home on the plane and trying to sleep tonight. Or tomorrow morning, because there's not going to be a whole lot of sleep had.
No, it's a tough one. Well, Steve, we look forward to next week. That's going to be, you know, a game where the Rams come in and they're just playing great football. Oof. But the 49ers are going to be at home and coming off this effort. I mean, they're going to be they're going to be mad, I would think. They're going to be just angry, and maybe they'll come out and play well again.
I hope so. I hope they come out and play the way they did tonight, because there was a lot of really good efforts, I think they can keep growing and keep adding to what they did tonight. The wins will come.
That's former 49ers quarterback Steve Bono. Join us again next week for 49ers Extra. We'll talk about the 49ers home game against the Rams. For now, I'm Joe Castellano. Thanks for listening on the SportsVirus.com.